Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you on this Friday, July 30th, as we welcome a guest to the podcast. Today we have reading for us Mary Dedell. Mary and her husband Shannon have two boys, Kenneth and Bryant, and they've been members of our church since 2014. Thank you, Mary, for joining us on the podcast today.
Thank you so much for having me. Our reading today is Romans chapter 2. You, therefore, have no excuse. You who pass judgment on someone else, for at whatever point you judge the other, you are condemning yourself, because you who pass judgment do the same things. Now we know that God's judgment against those who do such things is based on truth. So when you, a mere man, pass judgment on them and yet do the same things, do you think you will escape God's judgment? Or do you show contempt for the riches of his kindness, tolerance, and patience, not realizing that God's kindness leads you toward repentance? But because of your stubbornness and your unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath against yourself for the day of God's wrath, when his righteous judgment will be revealed. God will give to each person according to what he has done. To those who by persistence in doing good seek glory, honor, and immortality, he will give eternal life. But for those who are self-seeking and who reject the truth and follow evil, there will be wrath and anger. There will be trouble and distress for every human being who does evil, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile. But glory, honor, and peace for everyone who does good, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile. For God does not show favoritism. All who sin apart from the law will also perish apart from the law, and all who sin under the law will be judged by the law. For it is not those who hear the law who are righteous in God's sight, but it is those who obey the law who will be declared righteous. Indeed, when Gentiles who do not have the law do by nature things required by the law, they are a law for themselves, even though they do not have the law, since they show that the requirements of the law are written on their hearts, their consciences also bearing witness, and their thoughts now accusing, now even defending them. This will take place on the day when God will judge men's secrets through Jesus Christ, as my gospel declares. Now you, if you call yourself a Jew, if you rely on the law and brag about your relationship to God, if you know his will and approve of what is superior because you are instructed by the law, if you are convinced that you are a guide for the blind, a light for those who are in the dark, an instructor of the foolish, a teacher of infants, because you have in the law the embodiment of knowledge and truth, you then who teach others, do you not teach yourself? You who preach against stealing, do you steal? You who say that people should not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You who abhor idols, do you rob temples? You who brag about the law, do you dishonor God by breaking the law? As it is written, God's name is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you. Circumcision has value if you observe the law, but if you break the law, you have become as though you had not been circumcised. If those who are not circumcised keep the law's requirements, will they not be regarded as though they were circumcised? The one who is not circumcised physically and yet obeys the law will condemn you, who, even though you have the written code and circumcision, are a lawbreaker. A man is not a Jew if he is only one outwardly, nor is circumcision merely outward and physical. No, a man is a Jew if he is one inwardly, and circumcision is circumcision of the heart, by the Spirit, not by the written code. Such a man's praise is not from men, but from God. Our next reading is Psalm chapter 73. Surely God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet had almost slipped. I had nearly lost my foothold, for I envied the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. They have no struggles. Their bodies are healthy and strong. They are free from the burdens common to man. They are not plagued by human ills. Therefore, pride is their necklace. They clothe themselves with violence. From their callous hearts comes iniquity. The evil conceits of their minds know no limits. They scoff and speak with malice. In their arrogance, they threaten oppression. Their mouths lay claim to heaven, and their tongues take possession of the earth. Therefore, their people turn to them and drink up waters in abundance. They say, "How can God know? Does the Most High have knowledge?" This is what the wicked are like, always carefree. They increase in wealth. Surely in vain have I kept my heart pure. In vain have I washed my hands in innocence. All day long I have been plagued. I have been punished every morning. If I had said, "I will speak thus," I would have betrayed your children. When I tried to understand all this, it was oppressive to me. Till I entered the sanctuary of God, then I understood their final destiny. Surely you placed them on slippery ground. You cast them down to ruin. How suddenly are they destroyed, completely swept away by terrors. As a dream, when one awakes, so when you arise, O Lord, you will despise them as fantasies. When my heart was grieved and my spirit embittered, I was senseless and ignorant. I was a brute beast before you. Yet I am always with you. You hold me by my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and afterward you will take me into glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Those who are far from you will perish. You destroy all who are unfaithful to you. But as for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the Sovereign Lord my refuge. I will tell of all your deeds. Our last reading is Ezekiel chapter 14, 1 through 11. Some of the elders of Israel came to me and sat down in front of me. Then the word of the Lord came to me, "Son of man, these men have set up idols in their hearts and put wicked stumbling blocks before their faces. Should I let them inquire of me at all? Therefore, speak to them and tell them, 'This is what the Sovereign Lord says. When any Israelite sets up idols in his heart and puts a wicked stumbling block before his face and then goes to a prophet, I, the Lord, will answer him myself in keeping with his great idolatry. I will do this to recapture the hearts of the people of Israel, who have all deserted me for their idols. Therefore, say to the house of Israel, 'This is what the Sovereign Lord says: Repent, turn from your idols, and renounce all your detestable practices.' When any Israelite or alien living in Israel separates himself from me and sets up idols in his heart and puts a wicked stumbling block before his face, and then goes to a prophet to inquire of me, I, the Lord, will answer him myself. I will set my face against that man and make him an example and a byword. I will cut him off from my people. Then you will know that I am the Lord. And if the prophet is enticed to utter a prophecy, I, the Lord, have enticed that prophet, and I will stretch out my hand against him and destroy him from among my people, Israel. They will bear their guilt. The prophet will be as guilty as the one who consults him. Then the people of Israel will no longer stray from me, nor will they defile themselves anymore with all their sins. They will be my people, and I will be their God, declares the Sovereign Lord.
Thank you so much, Mary, for joining the podcast today. We're grateful for you reading, especially on Family Camp Week when I sprung this on you just last night. I want to hear a little bit more about you. Tell me where you grew up and tell us a little bit about your family.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Mary. And I'm so happy to be here this week at Family Camp. This is our first time to be able to come on this trip. So it so far has just been wonderful. And I grew up in Jackson, Mississippi, and I went to Ole Miss. And after I graduated, I moved to Atlanta, lived there for 16 years, met my husband, Shannon, and we moved to Birmingham about 8 years ago in 2013.
And I know that not too long after that, maybe like a year later, you guys joined Mountain Brook Baptist. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, we moved here and just started visiting churches. And I grew up Baptist and visited Mountain Brook Baptist Church. And on the very first day, met Sharon Howard, who found me down in a pew. And I visited a few more times after that, brought the family back with me, and just knew that it was really the right fit for us. It reminded me so much of the church I grew up in, and then also the church we had been attending in Atlanta. And I just love the traditional service. I love the contemporary service as well, but we mainly attend the traditional service.
Well, we're so glad that you guys are a part of Mountain Brook Baptist and you make us a better church. Tell me a little bit more about your family.
Well, I've been married to Shannon for almost 18 years, and we have a 15-year-old son, Kenneth, who will be starting Mountain Brook High School this year, which is so hard to believe. And then 13-year-old son, Bryant, who will be in eighth grade at Mountain Brook Junior High, starting in about 2 weeks.
And Mary, sometimes I see you down in the village. What are you doing in Mountain Brook Village sometimes?
I work at a store in Mountain Brook Village called Table Matters, and it is tons of fun. It really feels more like playtime every day than really working, because I work with so many fun people and so many pretty things in the shop. So we are always having fun in there.
Mary, we were talking one day and you surprised me by saying that you listen to the podcast daily, and I'm so grateful that you listen along. Tell me about how you got into listening daily.
Well, to be honest, I was trying to follow along in my daily readings and I was falling a bit short. So I just one day clicked on, and it was just amazing because I can listen in the car. I love to exercise, and I go exercise usually early in the mornings. So the first thing I do is turn on your podcast in the morning on my way to my exercise class. And it's nice, it's quiet, and it just really keeps me focused, and it keeps me going every day in God's Word.
One of my favorite questions is to ask what your favorite verse of scripture is. Do you have a favorite verse? And if so, would you share it with us?
I do have a favorite verse. And since we just finished 2 Corinthians 2 days ago, this is a verse from 2 Corinthians, and it is chapter 4:18. We fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Okay, I love this verse because it just helps us know that we can live above the everyday challenges that we face in life every day.
Mary, is there a story in your life where you could say, I saw the Lord at work?
I don't know that I have that moment, the epiphany moment, but I just was very fortunate to grow up with a very loving Christian family, especially my mother, who always was very focused on taking us to Sunday school, taking us to church, vacation Bible school, and all of, Wednesday night church, that kind of thing. And one major thing in my life, I would say, is that my dad passed away when I was 20. So watching my mom regroup after that and take care of my brother and myself and still stay strong, focused, Christian, never wavering in her faith, was really just such a great role model for me and really is my rock of my salvation or how I came to my salvation, I should say.
I want to do just a few little fun questions before we end. Okay. Do you have a favorite book?
Well, one of my favorite books is called Cold Sassy Tree, which is a book about Georgia, kind of the area where my mother grew up.
I've never heard of that book. I'm so excited and can't wait to look it up. Okay. Are you musical or do you like to listen to music? Tell me something that you like in the music spectrum.
I am not musical, but I do love to listen to music, and I like old country music, and I like more kind of old music, not probably today's hip-hop music, but I like old music.
Okay, but like how old? Are you talking like Alan Jackson old, or are you talking like, I'm speaking out of turn here, what are some of those 60s and 70s old country?
Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, but I do like Alan Jackson as well, and George Strait, those kind of people. Dolly Parton.
I love it. I love it. Okay. As we end the podcast today, Mary, would you pray to lead us as we think about all the verses that you read for us today?
I would love to. Father, we thank you so much for this time together this week at Family Camp. We just thank you that we can gather together to worship as a church family. And thank you for the opportunity to meet and get to know each other better as we grow in your word. And I just pray as we go forward, we will take with us the lessons we are learning this week in Deuteronomy chapter 6, which is to love God with all of our hearts and to live in his word and to constantly be learning his word. Love, live, and learn. We thank you for Mountain Brook Baptist Church, for this podcast, and especially for your son, Jesus Christ. Amen.